Well, all right. Welcome, everybody. This is the Shady Groove Podcast, and you're listening to your faithful leader, Ryan. Today, it is the new year. It's a new year, some new tunes, some great new stuff. This is 2013, and again, this is the Shady Groove. Going to bring to you the best funk and rock and soul and everything else in between, country, jazz, hip-hop, rock and roll, all that good stuff and more. So hope you had a great New Year's and all. And I know it's a couple days into the new year, but let's start it off with a great new podcast right now, number 80. I'm feeling a little funky, a little soulful this new year so far, and got a tip about this brand new, not brand new at all, but this old funky guy, and his name is Shuggy Otis. Had a great album back in the day called Inspiration Information back in 1974, which is a great one. But this guy's pretty special character. He was like a funk genius. He was a prodigy. At 16, he was playing bass, funky bass with Frank Zappa. He's played with a lot of other people and turned down a lot of people. Really was known for being working by himself and being kind of shy, but he played bass with Frank Zappa on his Hot Rats album, and actually on Peaches and Regalia. So we're gonna hear a little bit of that. Let's roll right into this. Shuggy Otis, you're definitely gonna hear a little bit more from him in the time coming. So here is Shuggy Otis doing Inspiration Information. You'll hear him followed up by Peaches and Regalia. So start it right off. Let's kick it.
Oh, heaven is high. Make you back on your friend.
Oh,
but I really need that old time.
All right, well, you gotta love that first block of music right there from the Shady Groove. That was, the last one we just heard was Dr. John going back to 1974 off of his Destitively Bonnaroo album. Of course, you know that the live concert Bonnaroo is named after that album. And before that, we had Al Green doing one of his classic album, Let's Stay Together in 1972. That was Old Time Lovin'. I got a chance to check out the Tedeschi Trucks band recently at the Keswick Theater in Glenside, Pennsylvania, and they broke out a bunch of really great covers. That was one of them, and I thought that was an awesome tune to cover. Right there, we heard the original from Al Green. Before that, we started it off with Shuggie Otis doing his Inspiration Information, and we talked about how he played bass. He was 16 years old playing bass on Frank Zappa's Hot Rats album, and he played bass on the Peaches and Regalia, which was the second tune that we heard there. So some great stuff to start off this new year and from the Shady Groove. So let's keep it on rolling. Gonna move to one of my favorite Philadelphia artists these days, Chris Casper. He's been around for a little while, but really just been on my mind lately. Just a great singer-songwriter. Got a lot of really cool influences coming through, and really can pick the guitar too. This is a track from his 2009 album, Chasing Another Sundown. This is a track called Devil's Gold. Check it.
Stole the devil's gold, dust off my shoes and out of that grave, pretending I just don't know. Well, take my share, take it for what it's worth. I don't want to set the world on fire. I don't want to set the world on fire. Set the moon on fire, and I've been thinking it's time, time I go, time I run away. Been thinking it's time, I threw my gold, throw it all away. Looks like my crime is making me a victim every day, and I've been thinking it's time, time I go, time I run away. Got my shoes on. Every day, and I'm thinking it's time, time I go, time I go.
Pecan.
funky little tune right there. Back in 1996, Wilco made an album called Being There, and that was a track called Kingpin off of that album. Before that, a nice little tune called Brand New Start. As an album by the Strokes drummer Fabrizio Moretti, and he really pulled together a great album. The band formed in 2008. They're called Little Joy, and he formed this band with Rodrigo Amarante of the Brazilian band Los Hermanos and a Los Angeles singer songwriter Binky Shapiro. Great little album, really, that just keeps on rolling. It's pretty cool. And, you know, there's really a lot of influences in there. You could hear some Memphis soul, some bossa nova, early 70s singer-songwriters, some good stuff in there. So that was a track called Brand New Start off of Little Joy's self-titled album in 2008. Chris Casper started that block off with Devil's Gold, going back to 2009, Chasing Another Sundown. Really in love with Chris Casper right now, and heard him a bunch of times, you know, recently at the Philly Folk Fest most recently, and he just really tore the place down this past year. So let's keep it going. This is the Shady Groove, and it's about midway, so let's do the Midway Jam. We're going to hear a track from the Tedeschi Trucks Band, great new album from 2011 called Revelator, and this is Midnight in Harlem. Oh, and by the way, I really love how this track really just builds, and Derek Trucks is just a master at that, at building up a jam into to a climax. So check it out, Midnight in Harlem.
We'll see. keep on pushing. Mm-hmm. I can't stop now. Move up a little higher. Some way or somehow. 'Cause I've got my strength, and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now maybe someday, I'll reach that higher goal. I know I can make it with just a little bit of soul. 'Cause I've got my strength, and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now look a look, look a look, a look a yonder. Oh, what's that I see? A great big stone wall stands there ahead of me. But I've got my pride, and I move the wall aside and keep on.
Alright, star-studded block of music right there. That was, the last one was Robert Palmer going back to 1974 off of his album Sneaking Sally Through the Alley. That was a track of the same name. A lot of people have covered that. Fish does a really good cover of it. Before that was The Impressions going back to 1964, 10 years earlier from the Robert Palmer song. Doing a track called Keep On Pushing. Off of an album of the same name as well. You might have heard that song in a couple different places. Recently, it's been on a Samsung commercial with LeBron. Pretty cool commercial and a cool song right there. But it's a really great album by The Impressions. Going back, actually, might not know, but in 2004. At the Democratic National Convention keynote address by the then Illinois State Senator Barack Obama, it was "Keep on Pushing" was used as the theme to that when he endorsed the senator, U.S. Senator John Kerry, for president in that year. It's also actually that that album by The Impressions. It's also visible. The cover of the album is visible between Bob Dylan and Sally Grossman on the Dylan cover, Bringing It All Back Home. Some cool stuff. Tedeschi Trucks Band started that block off with Midnight in Harlem off of their 2011 album Revelator. They play that song live. It just builds to it. It's incredible live as well. So just a great tune. Let's keep it rolling. We only have a little bit left for you here today. Keeping with the soul and funk. Let's do an old soul tune by Al Green. A track called Take Me to the River, but redone in 1978 off of the Talking Heads album. More songs about buildings and food. This is Take Me to the River by the Talking Heads. And actually, before we get into it, some unknown information about this song. It's pretty cool that they, you know, they recreated this song, Take Me to the River by Al Green, and actually went pretty high on the charts. It reached number 26 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 in 1979. Tom Ryan wrote of the Talking Heads version that it broadsided the status quo by combining the best ingredients of conventional pop music and classical soul music, stirring them together, and then presenting the mix in the guise of punk rock. Pretty cool. David Byrne actually said he was really drawn to the song because it combines teenage lust with baptism. Not equates, you understand, but throws them in the same stew at least. A potent blend. Some funny stuff. So here it is. Take Me to the River. Thank you.
Said your big toes like a grindstone, putting holes in your socks, hoping no hosiery, that's what you need, putting into this misery. Alabama, you know she had a stammer, but she let you off the hook when you knew her in Atlanta. One last kiss, baby, one last bullet is a Mexican thug, like you bang him when you're ready. Full of the new world order was just around the corner. Now she's a miles from here. It's about the blood and it's about a woman. She's about a mile from here. One last kiss, baby, one last bullet is a Mexican thug, like you bang them when you're ready.
Bye.
folks. Still hearing the applause from that last track. That was this is the band, or that was the band doing When I Paint My Masterpiece. That was a live track off of their Rock of Ages album, 1972. It was originally recorded in 1971 and placed on their Cahoots album, written by Bob Dylan. That was When I Paint My Masterpiece. Before that, Ramsey Midwood. This is a guy. He's got some really good down to earth kind of rootsy. Rootsy tunes. He's been touring with or playing with the Gourds. You're gonna hear in a minute, but he's kind of like a J.J. Cale meets Dan Reed or meets the Gourds. You know, J.J. Cale and the Gourds. So this Ramsey Midwood doing "Rotten Alabama." That was off of his 2011 album, "Larry Buys a Lighter." Started that block off with the Talking Heads, obviously doing "Take Me to the River" off of their 1978 album, "More Songs About Buildings and Food." It's about all the time we got for you today, folks, so I hope you had a great time. This is the Shady Groove checking out. We're going to leave you with the Gourds like we always do. This is the Gourds. I know it's a little bit after January 6th. It's the 11th as we speak right now, but this is a track by the Gourds off of their Ghosts of Hallelujah album in 1999, a track called January 6th. So I hope you really enjoy the Gourds at the end of each show. I never really talk about it. You know, I place them on every single podcast at the end, at the last song, just because I love them so much. They're, you can really see the versatility of the band. So I hope you see that too, and I hope it makes you, you know, go out and check out some of their other stuff. I know you're going to hear a lot of it here, but the Gourds, this is January 6th. See you later from the Shady Groove. Checking out. Peace.
Birds all cry.